How about some group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Kayla says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm 20. I'm pretty new to the whole dating thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a big group of close friends to lean on for advice. So honestly, I kind of think of you two as my crazy aunt and uncle who just tell it like it is. Crying laughing emoji. I've heard y'all talk on the show before about red flags in relationships, and I was wondering if you could put together, like, a starter list for me?
Okay.
Stuff I could watch out for in a new relationship before I get in too deep? I don't always trust myself to know when something is a big deal versus when I'm just overthinking things.
Oh.
Thanks for being my stand-in family.
Trust your gut? I mean, I guess she already said, I don't always trust my gut. But I'm like, trust your gut.
You should have little spidey tingles.
All right. So,
right?
So
that,
you know,
kind of tell you something feels
there
off.
There is a thing that I always, I guess, unintentionally consider. Maybe not just with like dating, because it's been a long time since I've dated, but like just with friends and people and character, right? It's how they treat wait staff.
Yes.
I feel like that is one of those, it's easy to be kind and they're doing a job. And if you're being kind of a jerk to the wait staff,
yeah,
I'm like, why? Why are you doing that?
Right.
You know,
well,
so
that kind of is an indication. All right. Well,
maybe
if they
a
treat
character
people,
or something.
Yes,
yeah.
That bad, then how do they treat everybody else in their life? Yeah. Just watching the people that they surround themselves with, are they surrounded by a good crew? Do they treat their parents well? Do they? Yeah, it's just general kindness. I always thought, my husband had a really good relationship with his exes.
Oh, do they have a good relationship?
Well, his first girlfriend when he was 16 was there to film our proposal. So when you have like,
yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend who...
If you've got a good relationship with exes, that's probably a good indication that they're a pretty decent person.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's husband videotaped our wedding.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, okay. Okay, so red flag could be... So we're kind of going the opposite. Red flag could be treats wait staff bad.
Right.
Doesn't have a good relationship with... Are you writing this down? You're supposed to be writing this down.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm just, we're spouting off so she can listen and transcribe.
Doesn't have a good relationship with her
ex. I know
I
was show secretary. I got it. All right. So,
listen, I'm punching buttons over here.
All right. Wait.
You're doing a good job.
Pen doesn't work. Wait, staff. Got it.
Pen doesn't work.
I do a lot of typing. Okay, wait. I'm just going to type it. There we go.
All right. Maybe we can create a list of red flags for Kayla to watch out for. So anyways, all right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Give us your red flag that you always look for in a person. All right, let's create this for Kayla, and we can all communally be her aunts and uncles.
And I'll type it out.
And Kelly will
volunteer.
Thanks, Kelly.
To record,
you know what? That's a great idea.
The minutes for the meeting.
That is a great idea.
Okay.
No one thought of that. That's fantastic. Thanks, right. Kelly.
I like to help.
Appreciate
it's
you.
It's all for Kayla. I'm taking the notes.
All right. 571-9970. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly. We're in the middle of group therapy where Kayla, she kind of looks to Kelly and I as her crazy aunt and uncle.
I'll wear that badge.
So we're trying to help our niece identify some red flags. She said she's admittedly new into the dating world. She's trying to set off. She doesn't trust her gut necessarily.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, kind of give me some things to watch out for.
Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor, not a real doctor, calls our show all the time. What are you thinking?
First and foremost, you guys aren't the crazy aunt and uncle.
Thank you.
You guys are the hot aunt and uncle.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my. All
Flattery
right.
Flattery gets you everywhere with us.
All right, so young Kayla, some advice for young Kayla when she's setting off into this dating world.
Anybody that she dates, if they always talk poorly about their exes, It's always their ex's fault. The ex did this, the ex did that, the ex is a horrible person. Anybody that talks poorly and down about their ex and doesn't take any accountability, get out.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, accountability is a big one, sure.
Yep.
Huge.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, you're always quick with the advice. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Keep on loving.
Switch to Kim says another red flag to add, doesn't like animals or animals don't like them.
Oh,
that's backed up by
Taylor.
Taylor and another Kim just says how they are around animals and pets.
Yes,
her spidey senses may not work, but those animals know.
Yep. Taylor also said if they ignore little kids, don't shake my dad's hand.
Oh,
doesn't properly fix things. This is huge. If the sink handle breaks and you use a wrench to turn it on instead, no. Don't just settle for having a wrench handle now.
Should go without saying, but wearing women's panties. Listen, we're not kink-shaming here, okay? We're not going to kink-shame.
What? That went sharp left turn pretty quickly. Ainsley says no hobbies, like he doesn't know how to be happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, what do you think?
How they handle conflict.
Ooh, good.
You can tell a lot about somebody by how they argue and handle tough situations. Like, do they rationalize? You can pick up narcissistic qualities through that. That's a real good one to look for.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
That's really good.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
You're welcome.
Nicole says, always switches the conversation back to him. Like, when you're sick, he's on his deathbed. You had a bad day. His is worse.
Oh, I see. He's
got
a one-upper. Yeah. Lisa says the aunt in me says a red flag is if they blame everyone else for their behavior.
Yeah. Never take accountability
Says the mom in me wants Kayla to be safe. And needs to have that one friend who she can share a couple things with. A recent picture of her date and her location on her phone, all that stuff. Yeah. That's good. Just safety is always very good.
Yes. Jake says signs of a red flag if the person cannot keep the same job for a period of time.
Hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. Maybe lacks responsibility to hold down a steady job.
All right. I get that. I mean, sure. I understand. These are good.
Yeah. You know what? I was sitting there thinking that this is going to be kind of a difficult task just to kind of generalize a bunch of red flags. But
solid stuff.
And now we're kind of getting granular. Leslie says phone face down could be a red flag. Like, not always, but could be hiding notifications.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it also could just be a sign of, I don't want to be distracted. I'm going to focus
on
you.
Right. That could be just saying, hey, I'm turning off this distraction.
Yes.
Oh, man. People are like, this poor girl's never going to date. There's too many red flags.
We are. The list is growing. I've typed them all down for her.
Thank you.
I've taken extensive notes.
Thank you. Yeah. And kind of what Kelly said at the jump, how they treat their parents.
And are they surrounded by good people?
And I just thought a good green flag to watch out for and maybe a red flag is how they treat wait staff or people who are in serving them in those types of service industry people. They don't have to be nice, but that is a choice. So
I think this is off to a good start. Hopefully she is armed with some good information. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be too on alert to where she can't enjoy the process of dating without feeling like she's going to analyze every single thing they're doing. That's the thing. Try not to do that.
Yeah. AJ says, surprisingly, that's excellent advice. I hope she listens to you all.
Surprisingly.
And then Sarah rolls in and says, hey, wish you guys had done this list 6 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
Sarah without
better,
the H.
Better
all right,
late
we got
than
you.
Never.
I love that. All right. Well, hey, this is good. This is good.
Yes. Yes. Nicole doesn't hold the door open for others. Very rude. Also, just basic please and thank you. Do they have nice manners?
All right. Well, hey, show this to someone. We'll get this list posted. And by the way, if you want to toss it up on Facebook too, we can keep the list going there @Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, like this stuff. And good luck, Kayla.
The list is growing. I don't know if that's good.
Love.
Road rage.
Love.
Bad thing.
Wait, we gotta cut off the list at some point. But yes, love your crazy aunt and uncle. You know what? You could come visit us sometime.
Uncle Ben, Aunt Kel.
Wait, listen, we care about you.
We do.
You can come visit your old aunt and uncle sometime.
Visit.
You know, this is a two-way street. You can text us every now and then.
Bring cookies.
No, we're the aunt and uncle. We need to have the cookies. Yes. Don't you understand the roles? All right. Anyways, this is good stuff. Thank you for keeping us top of mind, and good luck.